Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 3, season 4 of the Live Simply podcast. My name is Natalie Pickett and I'm your host. If you are a new listener, welcome. I'm so happy you decided to listen in. And hey, if you are a returning listener, welcome back and thank you so much for your support. We are a whole 2 months into 2023. About to start month 3, cannot believe it. And over here this year, we are choosing to live free. Free from what? So glad you asked. Free from setting the wrong priorities, free from comparison, free from self-limiting thoughts and speech, and free from worry and those inconsistent habits. Freeing ourselves from these will give us so much room to be who God has designed us all to be and impact and influence the world in the way that He wants us to. And we all have an individual way of doing that. Now, before we move into our Simply Quote to Live By, I want to remind you to friend us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to this here podcast if you haven't already. And if any of this is helpful and encouraging, please share with the other females that you know. We can be found on all these platforms under Live Simply, which is spelled S-E-M-P-L-Y. And what does that stand for? Might as well let you know since we're here. It's spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically loving you. Now, speaking of these platforms, on Facebook, on the second, third, and fourth Tuesdays of the month, most of those, you need to come on over and join us for Tuesday Night Live, which we're calling TNL. That's where I'll hop on and spend some time talking with you about whatever God leads me to chat with you about. Just to encourage you, you know, before that midweek hits, because we need encouragement early in the week, right? Absolutely. Now, this past Tuesday, we began our discussion on keys to a God-active day. And we will recap in a few, but Tuesday Night Live, TNL, is where it's at. Now look, we are going to continue our discussion about keys to a God-active life today. But first, you know what time it is. It's time for our Simply Quote to Live By. Stay tuned. Our Simply Quote to Live By comes from someone who I personally know. She's cool, funny, and down to earth. She's a prayer warrior, an amazing wife, and beautiful woman inside and out. She pastors Truth and Transparency Church, located in Delaware, along with her husband, affectionately known as Pastor E, and she is also a certified Christian coach. Not to mention, she does all this while killing it in corporate America. I'm talking about Lady Nina Gilder. Do yourself a favor and follow her on Instagram and Facebook at It's Faith Talk. All right, now on to her quote. I will not be my own discouragement. I believe I receive everything God says about me. What a right on time Simply Quote to Live By. There are enough things in this world that we are exposed to every day to discourage us and try to keep us down. I know that our hearts may get heavy and we may sometimes wonder if we can even get through certain seasons, but do not sit there and stay in that place. Do not do or say things to lower your own confidence and or steal your enthusiasm and passion. Do not, as Lady Nina says, be your own discouragement. Don't allow yourself to stay in places that create difficulties and struggles in your life. Think courageous things and speak courageous things. Think and speak only what God thinks and says about you. And if you do that, you will only be a source of encouragement for yourself, and then that light and that encouragement is going to spread to others. So I'm going to share Lady Nina's quote one more time. You ready? I will not be my own discouragement. I believe I receive everything God says about me. Matter of fact, let's say it again. I will not be my own discouragement. I believe I receive everything God says about me. That's your Simply Quote to Live By. And we're back. Man, I love me some Lady Nina, y'all. Make sure to find her on Instagram and Facebook and follow her on It's Faith Talk. She's the real deal. She loves God. She's cool. She's hilarious. She is an amazing wife and is an example to all of us. Just being like that godly woman, like, and just cool. And she's killing it in corporate America too. Like, yes, you can have it all. Ask Lady Nina how. Like, there you go. All right. So digging into the meat of our podcast episode today, as I was saying before we went to the Simply Quote to Live By, on last week's Tuesday Night Live, TNL, we began to discuss keys to a God active day. And I'll do a little recap, but make sure to go back to our Facebook page at Live Simply and watch this Tuesday Night Live episode in its entirety. But right now, we're going to recap. All right, good. Number one, having a God active day means that we are intentional about making sure that we are partnering with God so that He is engaged and taking part in our day and in what we do each day. A God active day, number two, a God active day begins with making God your number one priority. Number three, a God active day starts with a proactive morning. And a proactive morning I defined as purposefully spending your first waking minutes, hours in the morning, connecting with God and creating a routine to help your mornings run smoothly so that God is glorified in all that you do. All right. So on the TNL last Tuesday, we discussed in detail two things to do in having a proactive morning. And it was the spiritual side of things, which was one, activating Psalm 5:3, and two, activating positive thinking. Once again, we go into detail. So go back to Tuesday Night Live on Facebook, our Facebook page, and listen and take notes. Today, as promised, even though I did say that this episode was coming out last Friday, life happens. We're here today, right? So today, we are going to discuss the third way to have a proactive morning, which is number three, activate change in your morning routine. So let's look at the practical things that we can do, right? Because we want to combine the practical life, our practical things with spiritual things to really work towards being and becoming everything that God has created us to be. I will say that every tip that I share here, I am currently doing or I have done in a season of my life because seasons do change. But I honestly believe that as I skim through these things that I'm sharing with you, I do them all now. I sure do. I do them all now. So let's get into it. All right. Tip number one. And if you've been listening to the Live Simply podcast for any time, you know this is big for me. And I'm going to keep saying it until it becomes big for you. Number one, get active, move, exercise, workout. Whatever word makes it sound better to you, choose that word and just do it. Get active. Besides burning calories, being active in the morning does several things. Listen to what it does. It encourages you to eat healthier, boosts your energy throughout the day, improves your focus and cognition, puts you in a better mood, lowers your risk of diabetes and other illnesses, and it helps you sleep better. Not only that, you get it done and out of the way. Boom. For me, in the morning, I do a 30-minute brisk walk 6 days out of the week. Not saying that's what you have to do, but it's great. You know, I get outside, you get the fresh air, you know, you listen to the dogs bark. They like crack me up. They're so hilarious. You know, you say hello to people because I'm just nice. You know, you say hi, keep it moving because you getting active. You ain't stopping to talk, right? So do something that gets your blood flowing. A bounce in your step shakes off that stiff feeling that you have when you get in the morning. Look, and the older you get, the stiffer you may get, but it also prepares you for the day ahead. Why did I see the day ahead? There we go. All right. Number two, tip number two. Now y'all, I'm going to say this is something that I am, it's a constant work. It's just constant progress for me, but I'm doing so good this past week, and I'm going to keep up with it. Matter of fact, I want to do it right now before I share this tip. Here we go. Tip number two is drink your water. Now, I love my cup of coffee, although I never finish it, but that's not the first thing I drink in the morning. Try starting the day with a simple glass, bottle, cup. Once again, whatever works for you of water. Apart from helping you avoid dehydration, did you know that water is an effective way to enhance your mood, increase cognitive performance, and make your mornings more productive? Yes, indeed. So listen, if you get active and you drink water in the morning, like you're going to be just like super duper happy and your cognitive abilities are going to be like off the charts. All right, I may be exaggerating, but it's going to definitely help. So, you know, have that bottle of water or that glass of water on your nightstand, dresser, on the floor, wherever you're going to pick it up when you get out of bed, ready to drink. Or like me, take it with you on your walk, your morning walk, or as you're active, drink that water while you're moving. All right, next tip. Tip numero three. Tip number three is activate an agenda. Activate an agenda. Planning your day out is super helpful. Super helpful. I'm tongue-tied today, and I don't really like to edit podcasts because I think it's just funny to be just who I am. But anyway, planning your day out is super helpful in having a God-active day. I mean, more than likely, if you work a 9-to-5, your day, your work day is planned. Meetings are on the calendar. Time for lunch is carved out, or it should be. That's for some of y'all. Eat your lunch during your work day. You know, we know the direction of our work day. For the most part, we know the direction it's going. So why not do this for your personal life as well? If technology is your thing, find yourself an app, a platform to create an agenda. If you're more old school and like the hard copy, buy a cute journal, a cute agenda book. Hey, just a notebook works. But do your best to be specific with the parts of your day. For example, for me, since we are talking about exercising, I include my workouts in my agenda. I include when I pick up my youngest from school in my agenda. Like I put the time and when it's happening. I include when I walk my dogs. It just keeps me on schedule, right? It's activating that agenda in my life. Part of your agenda should be getting up at the same time each day. I know y'all like, but even on the weekends, I should get up at 6 a.m. It's actually good for your circadian rhythm. I'm not an expert on that, but it's like your sleep wake up cycle. So, you know, this natural and internal process controls your body and mind for wakefulness and sleep. So do that. And yes, even on the weekends, make that as part of your agenda that you are going to activate right now. I know we are human, and I know that just like with work, our personal lives, you know, things happen. So we have to be flexible in our agenda. But that doesn't mean, oh, I'm going to exercise, but I don't feel like it, so I'm just going to not do that. No, we're not talking about that. We're just talking about when things happen that become more of a priority. We have to, you know, be flexible, change some things around. But having an agenda in place helps you to hold you accountable. And I love this quote as I was researching this quote by Greg McKeown. I don't know him, but it says, if you don't deliberately make your decisions, someone else will do it for you. So decide what you're going to do every day by making an agenda. Sounds good to me. Let's go. All right. Tip number four. Ready? Because I know some of y'all don't do this either. But you're gonna start doing it. Tip number four is to eat a healthy breakfast. A productive work day, a proactive morning should include having the right fuel for your mind and body, right? You need to replenish yourself from you sleeping all night. Replenish yourself with a healthy and nutritious breakfast. And this is for some of y'all out there. A cup of coffee is not breakfast. It's not. So, you know, eat. Make sure that you eat something and something healthy. Some of the things that I've been eating for breakfast, and several of these can be on the go. I eat egg whites and turkey bacon, and I may have a slice of toast with that. Oatmeal, yogurt, a fruit or a smoothie, you know, but look at some things that work with you. If you are headed out the door, part of your proactive morning needs to still include a healthy breakfast, but look up some things that are like easy to like on the go healthy meals, right? You're going to have to, and we'll get into this in my next tip, which I know you're not going to like, but it's going to help your life. You know, preparing meals ahead of time, preparing your breakfast, getting up earlier to do these things to make sure that you are replenishing your body and your mind from resting, and just so it'll give you a good start to the rest of your day, right? So man, so far, man, if we have if we activate an agenda, we get moving, if we drink our water, man, we are going to be, you're set to have a great proactive morning, right? And which is going to lead to a God active day. All right. Number five, I say this because I do this, right? I have trained myself to do this, but actually it's something that I like to do, but anywho, this wasn't always me. Number five, get up earlier. Get up early. Raise your hand if you get up. Raise your hand, be honest. Raise your hand if you get up in just enough time to get to work 10 minutes late. Let that sink in. Even if you work from home, raise your hand if you get up in just enough time to get to work, whether you're working out of the office, working at home, 10 minutes late. Yep, I called you out. Trust me. Or, raise your hand if you wake up, if you have to drop the kids off or, you know, drop your pet at daycare, whatever it may be, if you wake up just enough time to get there on time. See, no. Trust me. I was that person, though. But I've learned if I want to have a God active morning, I have to do things different. And for me, different was getting up earlier. You know, now I must thank God for my children because becoming a mother made early mornings a must for me, right? Now, as they have gotten older, I realized that I didn't want to go back to before motherhood when I was getting up, you know, 11, noon. Yeah. You know, my mornings turned and still are one of the most peaceful times, calmest times, quietest times of day. You know, I would get up early for uninterrupted prayer time and just to get my thoughts together, get myself together before the craziness began, right? I'd work out sometimes and I do that now. But I knew that once those kids were up, it'd be super hard for me to get anything that I wanted to get in happen, you know, or even if it's like, you know, once I got to work, because I was a working mom too, I worked outside the home. Once I got to work, you know, work, everything is going on, right? So, you know, now that I'm a mom of two teens and an adult, oh, wow, I think that's my first time saying that out loud. It just getting up early has stuck with me and it helps my day go better. I can get breakfast made. I have time to find my keys that I lose every day. Am I the only one? You know, I have planned out, I have a morning, what I call a morning work block for work because I do currently work from home, but I will get up when I know like the whole office is asleep. So sometimes as early as maybe like 4:45, but more so in that 5 o'clock hour. And I'm up like answering emails. Now I will schedule those emails to go out once our office opens because I'm not trying to like blast somebody's email at 5 a.m. But you know, just things that I can get done that are going to, in a sense, help me get ahead of my day and make my day go smoothly. So, you know, whether you work from home, stay at home with your children, or you commute to the office, giving yourself enough time to mentally and physically show up for your day is essential to a God active day. Especially if you don't consider yourself a morning person. So I want you to really consider plugging that proactive morning into, plugging that part, getting up earlier into your proactive morning. All right. Tip number six. This is good too. Something else that I definitely do, but I can get better at. And we're all growing and becoming, right? So let's go. Tip number six is focusing on what's important, not urgent. So focus on what's important, not urgent. Repeat after me. Everything is not urgent. Everything is not urgent. Go ahead and take a deep breath. Now say it again. Everything is not urgent. Many people make the mistake of thinking that everything is urgent. It's not. So try to differentiate, and this may take some time, but work to differentiate between what's important and what's urgent. Matter of fact, you can use the Eisenhower matrix, researching to categorize things into certain quadrants, right? So like one could be like what to do now. Two is, you know, you want to give a specific time to do it. Three is what you can delegate to others. That's another thing that we need to do to have a God active day. Start delegating things. That's not one of my tips though. And then four, what you can do later. So just working with understanding that every single thing is not urgent. We have to focus on what's the most important for that time, right? Because when we see everything as urgent, we're not able to, we can't do everything, right? So really focusing on what's important and not thinking that everything is urgent. All right, finally, my last tip, tip number 7. Now, some of y'all be like, now, Natalie, I got you on some of this, but not all of it. Tip number 7, hug your partner, hug your child, hug your pet. That last part. I know y'all probably like, I ain't hugging my pet. But some of y'all are like me. I hug my Nico and my Nas. Those are our two dogs. But yeah, a hug is arguably the best way to start your day on a positive note. It is universally comforting and almost instantly makes you feel good. There's actually scientific research that confirms that hugging reduces stress, protects you against illnesses, boosts your heart health. Hugging is the way to go. So, you know, take a couple of minutes to pull your partner, your child, your pet close and get that warm, fuzzy feeling and start your day right. And hey, maybe you are not, maybe you don't have a pet or a child. Maybe, you know, you're not at home with your partner or you're living a single life. Totally fine. Give yourself a hug. I used to do it. Sit there, put your arms around yourself and take some deep breaths. It's just going to bring some calmness to your day. So yeah, those are my 7 tips, practical tips, for also helping you to create a proactive morning. And can we just go back to that definition of proactive morning? Great, I'm glad that you want to hear it again. A proactive morning means that we are purposefully spending our first waking hours of the morning connecting with God and creating a routine to help our mornings run smoothly so that God is glorified in all we do. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening in. I hope this was helpful to you. And here's to having a God-active day. And yeah, let's refine our mornings so that there are proactive mornings as well. All right, till next time, take care. Bye.